Support for the Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Is San Antonio ready to become a premier city for bicycling? There are plenty of reasons why it should. We have a relatively flat topography. The city has a network of many interconnected streets and neighborhoods. The climate is favorable for much of the year, but just like learning to ride a bike, all you need is just one good push to get started. And the city of San Antonio is developing a bike network, and they're asking for community input. They have a big meeting, public hearing tomorrow about that at the Coker Methodist Church Gymnasium. Got more details on that coming up. Well, let's talk to the people who are helping making this bike network come to life. We're joined by Harley Hubbard. She is the City of San Antonio Bike Network Plan Project Manager. And Harley, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us is Joe Conger. He is the Public Relations Officer with the City of San Antonio Bike Network Plan. And Joe, welcome to The Source.
Oh, good afternoon. Thanks.
So Harley, tell me about the bike network. We've been working on this for a while in the city of San Antonio. We've been seeing progress, more bike lanes and bike paths, and I see people biking quite frequently now. It's no longer the oddity. So where are we? How do we see our status?
Yeah, so we are right in the middle of our current planning effort. The purpose of a bike network plan is for you to kind of, as a city and with the community, plan where we should have bike facilities so that it's safe for cyclists to ride. And that it's easy for them to choose to do so, and they don't have to go kind of over the river and through the woods to get where they're going. They'll have a pretty direct path. We've been kind of in this iteration of the bike plan for a little over a year. This is not the city's first bike plan. We had a bike master plan in 2011, but like all of those big city plans, they need to be updated as the city grows and changes and as best practices come and go. But we're hoping to have this one ready for city council consideration and adoption in January of 2025.
And you need community input.
Absolutely. This is not something we want to put together in a dark basement with planners. We have been out in the community this entire time. We are kind of doing pop-ups throughout the summer, and we're hosting our first open house tomorrow evening.
Well, now's an opportunity to get some community input. Our phone lines are open. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org or text us at that call-in number, 833-877-8255. So what is the biggest question or comment? What do people usually complain about the most?
You know, it depends. We have some avid cyclists that really want, you know, their commute to be prioritized, and that makes sense to me. They want their route to and from work to be as safe as possible. We have a large group of people in San Antonio that would love to ride, but just don't perceive it as a safe choice right now. So we're learning from them what we can do to make their rides and their commutes safer throughout the city. We're also learning that we have a large population of San Antonio that does not have access to a car and relies on a bicycle to get to and from work, health appointments, things like that. And these people ride their bike every day of the year, and that they need safe infrastructure as well. We're also looking not just at lanes on the road, but kind of the total package to making biking safe and easy. So what does that look like for shade? What does that look like for public drinking water? And, you know, bike repair stations. Should you get a flat on your way into work? Can you fix it easily and kind of still be on your way? So lots of feedback all over the city. If you come to our open house, you'll see it blown up kind of by neighborhood and by side of town. So if you really want to focus on your area and what we've recommended so far for your area, you're welcome to do that. If you want to stay and look at every little street, you can do that as well. And you can also really zoom into it online. We have a survey at sabikenetwork.com that lets you choose the area.
So is the city looking at trying to build a city? You know, the city of San Antonio is huge, massive, as a matter of fact. Trying to do this across the city all at once? Or are you trying to do this in there's some areas where there's a lot of bike riders and you want to focus there?
So implementation will kind of come in certain phases. I don't think it's going to be regional, not like the SA Tomorrow plans where we're kind of going to do a pocket at a time. Some of these bike facilities can be implemented along with bond projects. Some of these projects can be implemented as parks goes and develops in their area as well. So it will kind of seem like a hodgepodge of improvements throughout the city, but this plan helps make sure that those improvements do connect.
All right, let's go to a caller, and our number is 833-877-8255, and we have Mark on the line. Mark, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I ride in San Antonio. I've been riding a long time, and the Greenway is just what a wonderful thing. Recently on the 1604 Trailhead, which is, you know, the exact location for what I'm talking about, the 1604 Trailhead, a development took out all of the shade trees. And during COVID, we riders used to safe distance in those shade trees. Now, there is no shade anywhere in that area, and I think we're probably going to be needing it, especially this summer. What do you think?
Well, Mark, thank you for the call. Give me more a better idea of where this location is, Mark. Can you give me better details?
Well, it's actually called the 1604 Trailhead, which is east of Huebner on 1604. Between, I guess, Huebner and 281.
All right.
But a commercial development took out all the trees because of some drainage requirements from the city. But what was there an impact statement? I mean, yeah. How do they care? Can they even just put a little via bus stop type structure for us to seek shelter?
All right, Mark, thank you so much for the call. I really like that. So let's go. Harley, can you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so to be fully transparent, that's not a project in our department, but that kind of situation is something that we're looking to be more aware of in the future when we are building bike infrastructure. And then also when we have new development coming through, having guidance that has bicyclists and pedestrians kind of at front of mind for that. Because like I said earlier, we're not just looking for lines on the street, we're looking for the whole ecosystem of safe cycling, and that includes, especially here in San Antonio, shade.
So, Joe Conger, at this public meeting that you're having tomorrow at the Coker Methodist Church Gymnasium, what are you looking for? What do you want to hear? What are you trying to get?
We kind of want to hear exactly what we heard from Mark there. We want somebody to come in and say, hey, I want to look at my area and tell you what my issues are as a bike rider. But we also want to hear from, you know, vehicular drivers as well, folks coming in saying what we'd like to see here, or we have a conflict with bikers on the street here. The whole setup there in that open house is going to be a north, south, and east, like a compass, and you can actually go to your area of town, look at your specific street that you want to look at, or maybe look at a bigger street or an area that you're really concerned about, like Mark was, and drop us a note, let us know, so that it becomes a part of the record of what we're trying to do, which is to build that infrastructure out at this point.
So you want people to map out a preferred bike route?
Yeah, we have a lot of preliminary routes already. You know, it's taking the transit station and getting it connected to the park trails, and also getting it connected to a school or a hospital. So we have some of that already put in place. But if you know of a specific spot and some specific issues, like he mentioned, shade trees gone, let's see something there as an infrastructure. That's the kind of stuff that we need to know, because we're not omniscient. We just don't know everything that's going on. But we do know that if you show up and you have some specific concerns, we want to hear it.
All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll get Alex on the air with his questions or comments. And we're talking about bike riding in San Antonio, turning San Antonio into a premier city for biking, commuting, for recreation, for exercise. What do we need to do that? We have a lot in place now. Probably just connecting a few dots would really make things go a lot further. Give us a call. The number is 833-877-8255. The source continues right after this 1 minute break.
Support for TPR comes from La Fonda on Main, honoring the authentic cuisine of interior Mexico since 1932. Open for lunch, brunch, and dinner. More information at lafondaonmain.com.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about biking in San Antonio. The city of San Antonio has a master plan for a bike network, and they have a public meeting tomorrow at the Coker Methodist Church Gymnasium, asking bikers to come over and share their vision for riding in San Antonio, questions and comments, suggestions, what we can do to make San Antonio a better bike-friendly city. And you can also give us a call right now as we're having a conversation with Harley Hubbard, the City of San Antonio Bike Network Plan Project Manager, and Joe Conger, he's the Public Relations Officer on the project. And the number to call in is 833-877-8255. And let's go to Alex on the phones. Alex, you're on the air. Hey, Alex.
Hi there. Hi there. I just wanted to say thank you to the Transportation Department staff, City Council, and especially Mayor Nuremberg for all the wonderful active transportation options we have in the area. From our greenways to the bicycle network plan, we have wonderful facilities that I hope more people take advantage of. So just thank you all and keep up the great work.
Alex, thanks for the call. It's always great to have people telling you thanks, you know, but they're also not all calls are going to be that nice. Okay, I tell you, Harley.
I understand that.
Okay.
Bring us more Alexes.
Yeah,
bring
but still, what you need is, you know, input that will tell you, okay, what can we do to take all the work that's been going on for the last, you know, decade or so, mm-hmm. and just, you know, probably just a few things need to be connected in order to get to that next level. I know that we have the creekways and that kind of run around through the inner part of San Antonio and inside Loop 410. How are those being accessed to becoming part of a bike network?
Yeah, so our greenways and creekways that are managed both by the City of San Antonio, some are managed by the San Antonio River Authority. They have amazing master plans for how those will be developed. So the bike network plan's role is really just making sure that it's easy for you to get from a safe street facility onto those greenways or creekways. So like you said, the trailhead at 1604, is it easy from that access road to get on to that greenway? And can you take that greenway to your final destination, whether that be for recreation or commute? And some of this bike plan is looking at policies as well. So we know that the greenways aren't open all of the time. Most of them close at night when it's dark outside because there's lots of concerns there. Are there some that we need to work with parks to see about having lights at night and having them open so they're really a commute solution? Or are there some that need to stay purely recreational? So there's a lot going with the greenways, but we're very happy to have such a robust greenway system.
And to her point, we also have tomorrow night, we're going to be talking about legislation as well. Should we revisit some of the ordinances in City of San Antonio? And should we look at some of the ways that we can make it easier for you to commute? Should we allow bikes on sidewalks? What about those folks who are always parking in the bike lanes? How can we get over that hump as well? So lots of stuff to talk about because we do recognize there's things that need to be done to make this place effectively a bike-friendly city.
Well, one comment I hear from biker riders is that a painted stripe on the street is not infrastructure.
And that would be correct. That's
correct.
Paint is not protection. That is absolutely correct. So part of the bike plan is making sure that we're not, you know, just slapping paint on every road. I'm sure there are a few roads in town where that's appropriate. The speed limit is really low. There's not a lot of vehicular travel on that road, and cyclists have plenty of space. But in the majority of streets and roads in San Antonio, there needs to be some kind of physical separation, either vertical or significantly more horizontal, to make sure that cyclists are pure, like totally separated from motorists.
If you get on a bike and you get out there, it's about being safe and comfortable. And to your point, some folks get on there for the first time and they're like, I don't ever want to ride again because they don't feel that safe and comfortable. So we're looking at those solutions.
Yeah, I have a caller. He didn't want to go on the air. He says that he's a lifelong bike rider in town. Is there anything we can do to keep people from parking in the bike lanes?
So right now it is not illegal to park a car in a bike lane unless it is posted. So there are some areas of town where there are bike lanes and there's a sign that says no parking in bike lane. But as of right now, if that sign isn't there, you're technically allowed to park in that bike lane. It's not encouraged, but you're allowed to do that. And that's one of the policies that we're looking at with the bike plan, making a recommendation. Is this something that we need to review? What are other cities our size doing? What are cities that are, like you said, premier places to bicycle? What are they doing? And is that something we should implement here in San Antonio?
And the definition of a bike, I wonder if it's changing because now we have like motorized or electric bikes. And is that something that is still appropriate to use on one of these trails?
Yeah, bike lane is still appropriate for e-bikes, whether that be a bicycle that has a pedal assist or whether it be a bicycle that has a small electrical motor. There's typically like a speed limit cap to what we consider an e-bike, but as of right now, nationally, bike lane is still, you know, the best practice term. Maybe that might change in the future in the next update.
And Joe, what do you think about those electric bikes?
I love them. I have one myself. It's so much easier. Oh my gosh. If you're going to get on a bike, get on the B-Cycle downtown. They have pedal assist. It's the same kind of, you know, concept. You get on it, you start pedaling, it takes over for a little bit for you, allows you to go further. And you can really get to a destination. We've learned that most of our destinations, if you get in a car, are less than a mile or less than 3 miles. That's an easy bike ride. And that's what we need folks to know. If you're looking at that last mile before you get to your house, you're going to the convenience store, why are you getting in your car when you can actually get on a bike, get a little exercise, get some health benefits out of it, and end up at your destination and back safely?
Let's go to a caller. We have Blake. Blake, you're on the air.
Hey, David. Really appreciate your show. I just tuned in. And my question is in reference to going up and down Broadway on occasion. My wife and I have been here for a long, long time. She's from San Antonio. And we do take Broadway to get downtown to get around. But I notice often there are packs of cyclists that utilize the inside lane on Broadway. Unfortunately, you have motorists who are not considerate or understanding when it comes to this group of cyclists. And they get annoyed, they flash their lights, they honk their horns, they cut around the cyclists. In a grossly aggressive manner, which is dangerous. But what can the city do to actually designate that inside lane closest to the sidewalk as a lane that can be used by both the cyclist and the motorist, but, you know, that it's a given cyclists can actually use that lane when they're in groups? And I really appreciate your show, David.
Well, Blake, thank you for your call. I appreciate you. Harley, what about the, you know, the tension that we have? It's motorists think that they don't like bicyclists on the road, and then there's some tension there. And we talked about, you know, we just heard there sometimes it can get, you know, horns going off.
Yeah, I think a lot of it and something that the city does well, but a lot of community groups do even better is education. So there are groups in the city, Gisalo, for example, give safe cycling classes, and those are for cyclists to learn, you know, the safest practices for them on the road. The Alamo Area Metropolitan Planning Organization gives similar classes, but we need to educate motorists as well. So what are they required to do? As, you know, someone who has a driver's license, you have to have some amount of knowledge about driving. You have to pass a test and everything. What can you do to make sure that you remain safest in your vehicle and you are being mindful of the safety of those around you, including cyclists? So a lot of it is just education. A lot of people don't know that cyclists have the right to take an entire lane. Or a lot of people don't know that, you know, you should yield 3 feet to cyclists that are riding. And if they're riding in a group, they're allowed to take a lane. They don't necessarily have to stay. So a lot of it's just going to be an education campaign that might be specific to certain areas of town where we know these issues are, but also just generalized education and safety. And maybe it'll include, you know, getting motorists that experienced as a cyclist. You know, we have some people in town that have no desire to ever ride a bike. And I think if they rode a bike just a little bit, just one time, to experience what it's like to be on a road and share with motor vehicles, they might be a little more empathetic to that experience.
All right, so give me some advice, because you know, I'm driving down the street and there's a bicyclist there, and I want to give them their space. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to feel, you know, threatened or any kind of, you know, alarms going off. Do I move to another lane, or I keep it slow behind them? How do I navigate?
Yeah, so you have a few options. Assuming there's another lane and you're going the speed limit and this is a lone cyclist just hanging out kind of in the middle of the lane, I think it's perfectly fine to use your signal to go over and pass in the left lane. If you're in a single lane and there's no way around this cyclist, I definitely would not recommend trying to zoom past them, trying to squeeze them out of their lane. That's not safe for anyone involved. So in that situation, you might need to wait behind them. And a lot of cyclists, they know what's going on around them. They see you behind them, and sometimes they will get out of the road and let you pass. And other times, you know, they have just as much of the right to the road as you do.
Let's go to caller Fernando. Fernando, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? I just had a quick comment in terms of any sort of changes happen to bike lanes in general with parking. I have a business over on Austin Street, and it's hard enough where we don't have a dedicated parking space for our customers. And so it becomes sort of an issue in where, one, there's no parking for us, but also, two, I completely understand in terms of having the space for bikers, but it's more so our street becomes like a main drag, so it's more so like a concern for safety for the bikers in general. So I guess it's more so, I guess a question really is, are specific parts of town kind of being taken into account of like where people can park with bike lanes and others not? I'll take my answer off there. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you, Fernando. So parking being a premium in places and losing, they don't want to lose their parking. What do they do?
Yeah, we definitely take the land use into account. We're not going to sweepingly say, you know, every road needs to have a 10-foot bike lane and we're going to remove parking and nobody has a right to park. This is actually a great time to plug another transportation project. We're revamping our complete streets policy, and a complete street design process really looks at all users of the road and makes sure that there's a safe space for those users to do what they need to do. Biking, parking, driving, bus stops can all fit on the same road, and a lot of times sometimes they can't, but you can still make safe decisions for everyone that needs to be there. So it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all solution for everyone. It's going to be catered to, you know, certain areas, certain uses, certain cyclists, and of course small businesses.
Another caller, we have Jeff, and Jeff, you're on the air.
In regards to biker safety, obviously everybody needs to respect the biker on the road. But my question was, we're talking about parking at a premium in town. You know, there's a street sweeping time period. Why not have a time period where people can park their vehicles between, say, the hours of 12 and 6 in the morning? And that way every biker knows that that lane is going to be blocked most likely. And people have a place to park at least overnight in the city.
All right. Jeff, thank you for that good suggestion. I don't know if you can work with that or not. And also wonder if, do you coordinate with VIA and how VIA is allowing bikes, you know, in part of mass transportation?
Yeah. So there's a lot we can do. This is a complex problem with a complex solution to make this ecosystem really work best for everyone, and making sure that motorists can get where they're needing to go, but cyclists and pedestrians, you know, if the sidewalk is closed or if the bike lane is closed, they have another way to get to their destination that isn't totally cumbersome. We do work very closely with VIA and their projects, making sure people can use their bikes to get to bus stops easily. VIA also did recently change their policy and make it to where e-bikes are allowed on their buses. So you can now take your e-bike to a VIA bus stop, load it up in front of the bus, get off and take your e-bike somewhere else. But yes, VIA is part of multiple of our stakeholder groups for the Bike Network plan, and they've been a great partner to work with.
Does it seem like San Antonio is, you know, we had the chicken and egg problem. You know, the biking wasn't that big for a long time, but we had this desire for put the infrastructure in, and we're kind of like, now that the infrastructure seems to be at a maturing point, that we're able to now have more bikers, and then that's actually going to create the need for more infrastructure. So is that where we are?
I do think we're kind of at a tipping point that people who wouldn't have tried to bike before are going to do it now because the infrastructure is a little more robust. But I definitely don't think we should decide where to build infrastructure by demand. We don't decide to build a bridge based on how many people swim across the river. That's not fair. And we shouldn't treat bike lanes the same way. We need to make sure that cyclists, whether they are choice riders, whether they are recreationalists, or whether they're riding, you know, their $80 Huffy bike to work and all their appointments, can safely get from point A to point B as safely as a motorist could.
But is this something that people are asking for?
Absolutely. This is definitely something that we've heard in all of our rounds of public engagement. Not only for this plan, and our public engagement isn't just catered towards cyclists. It's for everyone. We'd like to hear feedback. You can see it on social media. You can see it from bike groups. You can see it in moms that want their kids to be able to ride their bikes to school. You can see it in current cyclists that are demanding more safety, and you can see it in people from other towns. It's definitely a very wide, varied request.
There's a demand. So their public meeting tomorrow at Coker Methodist Church Gymnasium. What time is that, Joe?
6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'd love to see you there. There's even a way to get there by bike.
Yep, you can take the Salado Creek Greenway.
All right. So Harley Hubbard, thank you so much. City of San Antonio Bike Network Plan Project Manager Joe Conger, their public relations officer on the project. Thank you. When we come back from the break, we're going to be hearing from the San Antonio Water System about their new drought restriction plan and their rules. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Stay with us.
The EarthX 2024 Environmental and Sustainability Congress of Conferences is happening in Dallas, April 22nd through the 26th, bringing together all sides with one important mission: protect our planet. For info, earthx.org.